All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on a narrow, straight gate path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you, the Spirit intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always worship him. Always thank him. Always praise him. Trust him in everything you got going on in your life. Amen. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let's be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered off four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to all the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations for his namesake. Stay strong and encouraged and steadfast. We are with you. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Much love to all the believers out there, all the brand new converts out there. Anyone who just gave your life to the Messiah, God bless you. Anyone who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you as well. To all the new creatures of Christ, all the brand new people with brand new lives with the Most High, it's a beautiful thing. If you have a testimony, an encounter, dreams, and visions, God bless you as well. If you did not repent, get baptized. Go repent, get baptized ASAP immediately. Praise the Most High. Shalom, family, greetings to all of you. Welcome, everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faiths, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound, cry out to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument, do what you gotta do for the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship his spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and let's keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the sun comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night in the twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, washed by the water of the word, washing of the water through the word. Let us keep our lamp and our oil. Let us constantly stand our purpose and call for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our gifts, our talents, our circumstances, handle it, people. Keep it all together for him. Keep the faith. Keep the word of God. Keep the law, statute, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, statutes, promises, everything. Keep the gospel, keep the testimony of the Messiah, keep it all together for him, amen. Write a copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy. Write a whole entire copy of the laws and commandments and keep it for yourself, amen. Most definitely, teach your children the commandments as well, okay, people? Let's keep spreading the word of God, keep helping people, and keep doing what we have to do for the Most High, okay? So in today's message, what I love to do is just read these daily devotionals, these daily you know, email subscription letters. And then from there, we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. We'll close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. All right, here we go with the Bible lesson. Idolatry may give people a fake promise security, but only God provides true peace. Amen. Today's daily devotional is based on the story of King Ahaz, a ruler who led Judah into idolatry and evil practices. Unlike his father Jotham, Ahaz rejected God and embraced the ways of the wicked kings of Israel and their neighbors. He went so far as to sacrifice his own children to foreign gods. Bible in a year, Ahaz scripture. For the Lord brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel, for he made Judah naked and transgressed sore against the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 19. Have you ever made choices that led you away from God, only to find yourself facing the consequences? The story of King Ahaz is a stark reminder of how far we can stray when we reject God's guidance. Ahaz, the son of Jotham, did not follow in his father's righteous footsteps. Instead, he led Judah into idolatry and evil, adopting the sinful practices of the kings of Israel and their pagan neighbors. Why do you think people often turn to false securities and idols, even knowing the true God? Ahaz's idolatry was so severe that he sacrificed his own children to foreign gods. This act of utter defiance and evil brought severe consequences. God allowed Judah to be raided by the armies of Aram and Israel, resulting in loss and captivity. In what ways have you experienced the consequences of turning away from God? Despite the punishment Ahaz faced, God's mercy was still present. He ensured protection for the innocent and aimed to remove the corrupt leaders who misled the people. This shows that God's justice is always accompanied by His mercy, providing opportunities for restoration. Ahaz's story urges us to examine our lives for any idols or false securities we might be clinging to. It is a call to return to God, seeking His forgiveness and guidance. God's discipline, though painful, is a manifestation of His love, meant to correct us and bring us back to Him. Reflection. Reflect on the aspects of your life where you might be seeking security or meaning outside of God. Are there habits, relationships, or pursuits that have become idols for you? Pray for the wisdom and strength to identify and remove these idols, redirecting your trust and devotion back to God. Commit to daily seeking His guidance and placing Him at the center of your life. Amen. Prayer. And in the time of his distress, did he trespass yet more against the Lord? This is that King Ahaz, 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 22. That is the scripture. Here is the prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you that your story is a story of redemption through brokenness. I thank you that through Judah's kings, you reveal that you can still use me through imperfection and shortcomings. I thank you that through the book of Kings, you've shown me that if I'm willing, you will work in me and through me. In the same breath, I praise you for revealing corrupt kings and their corrupted mindset so that I can avoid the traps of the enemy like Ahaz. I decree and declare that no false idol will get my attention and devotion. I decree and declare that I will be a tool in the hand of the Lord rather than a stumbling block to God's children. I declare that the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit is moving through me so that I am a strong representation of what God can do through the heart of a willing vessel. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so that's the daily devotional right there, okay? Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He is the God of the Hebrews. He is the God of Jeshurun. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise Him. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel forever. Hallelujah. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding His blood for all of us. Praise Him. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord. The Advocate. Hallelujah. He is the Almighty, true living God. Praise Him. The Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor. Hallelujah. Praise Him. He is the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, my strength, my rock, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, my strength, my song, my praise, my defense, my safety, my deliverer, my redeemer, my salvation, hallelujah, our provider forever. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai Yeshai, Adonai, Abba. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of heavenly lights. He is the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things, cure all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great, mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Know that he exists. Believe him. Trust him. Know he could do for you. Ask the Father what you need in his son's name. It shall be given to you when you abide in him and abide in his word. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. We walk by faith and not by sight. Our faith is how we're justified. The just shall live by faith. Our faith has made us well. Our faith has saved us. Our faith has blessed us. Our faith is how we overcome the world. We do everything by faith and trust in him forever. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The Father, Son, Holy Spirit, God is one. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. God's timing is perfect. Due time in God we serve. Amen. He got us forever, y'all. Trust in him and be patient. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Rule of God's Creation, the Rule of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the living word. Praise him. We know that his word is purifying silver, just as David said in the Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree. The Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is the sinless high priest. He's the everlasting king. He's the way everlasting. Prayers up for all the poor people. Prayers up for all the widows. Prayers up for all the orphans, the fatherless. Prayers up for the tribe of Levi, the strangers, the sojourners, the refugees. Prayers up for all peoples, all walks of life. The children, the babies, the young boys, the young girls, young teenagers, young men, young women, senior citizens, adults, elders. Prayers up for single people, married people, divorced people, widowed people, single parents, co-parents, and married people, divorced, single, separated. Prayers up for all of you out there, okay? Let us repent and get baptized. Let us forgive others that the Heavenly Father can forgive us. Let us circumcise our hearts. Let us be blameless before the Lord our God. And let the Lord keep using us forever. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.